When it comes to heating up your business, it's all about making more bacon. And that requires an expert
with a particular set of skills.
You need
a Baconologist.
Building authentic connections, online networking, through social selling, relationship marketing, mindset and training.
Yeah, that's bacon.
Get ready, because we're about to fry up a sizzling success strategy. This is the Bacon Podcast with your host and business Baconologist, Brian Basilico.
It's a lot of bees, man.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. Trust is not an event. Trust is a process. Unlike know-and-like, trust cannot be found through an online activity. It has to be accomplished through human-to-human interaction. Trust has to be earned. Once earned, it's not like a merit badge. It's more like a battery that has to be recharged constantly. It's recharged through human-to-human interaction. Trust has to be planted and grown. It's a seed planted through a personal relationship. It needs to grow roots and then be nurtured through light and water producing fruit. Trust must be watered by honesty, warmed and fed through light of integrity, and rooted in consistency. Strong roots and branches provide shade and shelter in the stormy weather of doubt. Now, it would be great if there was a way to measure trust. You can calculate the number of people who know you or are connected with you. You can measure likes by the number of people who interact with your social posts or open your emails. However, trust can only be seen when a transaction happens. In the consumer world, the general feeling is that trust happens when a transaction occurs. The goal is to convince the buyer to trade their money for your product or service. Then, you want to build a repeat buyer. This can be done through a variety of ways. The most common consumer sales and marketing technique is served up as a coupon or a rewards program. Once you identify a buyer, you can entice them to trade their information for a discount. Once you do, you can constantly remind them that they bought your product once and offer them incentives to do it again. I get a free bag after buying 12 when I buy dog food at my pet supply store. When I buy groceries, I get fuel rewards that allow me to buy gas at a discount. Both of them send me emails with sales member benefits and more, all for exchanging my email and cell phone number. Both scenarios assume that I trust the store to deliver consistency when I'm buying from them. This is done by tracking what I buy, when I buy it, and reminding me that I may need to buy it again. It could come in the form of an email or text. That requires my loyalty to that store and the brands it sells. If my brand is no longer available or out of stock, I'll look elsewhere. This could cause me to form a new habit of buying from a new vendor. As you can see, it's a very transactional relationship. Business-to-business trust is different from consumer trust. In my book, Toilet Paper Math, I use the toilet paper analogy. If I buy the wrong toilet paper as a consumer, the worst thing that could happen is I have to sleep on the couch. In business, if I buy the wrong toilet paper, the worst thing that could happen is I have to sleep on the street. Buying the wrong toilet paper at home may anger my family and cost me 10 bucks, but it can be corrected relatively easily. Buying the wrong toilet paper at work could affect one or multiple locations. Any buying decision is usually a group effort, with bosses and subordinates being kept in the loop and affected by any decisions. The janitors will report that they only installed the toilet paper and won't take the blame. Bosses generally hate to deal with damage control and have to find a person to directly blame it upon. At home, you deal with personal preferences. At work, you mess with individual income. It may not even be your fault, but you could be made the scapegoat to protect others. The bigger the purchase, the bigger the risk. The bigger the risk, the more that trust has to be factored in. They have to trust that you can deliver what you're selling, that you'll be there when they need to reorder, and that you won't bait and switch or raise prices at the last minute. Because of that, relationships have to be formed, nurtured, and revisited constantly. Buyers need and want to know that you're in it for the long haul and you're the real deal. They literally and figuratively are betting their business, job, and livelihood on you and your products and services. So, with business to business, trust cannot be easily earned through a coupon or rewards program. Trust can only be earned through interpersonal relationships and delivering on what you promise. Trust is where transactions happen. A transaction is a commitment. Thinking you could go from like to trust is like walking into a room, seeing somebody smile at you, then walking up and immediately asking them to marry you. Typically, it takes a bit of courting before you pop the question. There are five stages to go from like to trust: connection, caution, consistency, courage, and commitment. Connection is when you've established that your interests intersect and you have something to form a mutual benefit. Caution is the point where trust begins to form. This is where questions are asked and answered, and you patiently get a sense of character and integrity. Consistency happens through repeat meetings and conversations. Words and actions are being evaluated to codify the initial infatuation. Courage requires taking risks. How far will you and can you go to prove that you're reliable and the real deal? Commitment is where trust is tested. It's essential for maintaining and strengthening the bond that you've been building. Social media and email can help maintain the connection. Still, caution, consistency, courage, commitment will be revisited over time, albeit usually in a more condensed form than the first time. No tool or software program can automate trust. You may think that sending emails, keeping people in the loop, and sending them direct messages may help. And they do. But the only way to maintain and nurture trust is through human-to-human interaction. That requires effort, time, and repetition. They may reach out to you or you to them, but you can keep trust alive through conversations. Face-to-face interaction is by far the best way to communicate. You have all of the audible and visual indications that integrity, empathy, and enthusiasm are present. Zoom meetings and phone calls are probably a good substitute if you can't meet in person, but they lack the sense of touch, a warm handshake or a hug, the sense of smell, and other micro indications. Pure digital communications like email, text, and messaging apps lack the subtleties of humor, inflection, and visual cues often needed to provide signals that trust is verified and justified. Although these are good for quick interactions, we tend to be too lazy to provide complete context to get a full picture of why we are reaching out and the full spectrum of emotion, context, and complexity. So, the best secret weapon in building and maintaining trust is your persistence, patience, presence, and personal time to persevere the trust that you've already earned proactively.
Thank you for letting us sprinkle some bacon bits into your brains. Want some more? Learn more about this podcast and our guest experts at baconpodcast.com. Have questions? Send them to askbrian@baconpodcast.com. Until next time, keep sizzling. And remember, it's all about the bacon.